Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf less in a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 42, talking about the idea of who should be doing different things. It was stated regarding the slaughter of a Parah Aduma done by a Zar. Rav Ami says that it is valid. Rav Yitzchak Nafka says it is not valid. Ula says it is valid. Some report is viewed to be said that it is invalid. Regardless, the idea is that there is a view that says, you know, a czar, a stranger, is not supposed to be involved in the Parah Aduma. It's supposed to be done by the people that are supposed to take care of it, probably the Kohanim and those who are involved in the service. In general, in life, we should realize that we should be involved in aspects that relate to us. Don't involve yourself in something that's not related to you, not relevant to you. Don't try to act like a cop when you're a citizen, a civilian, you have nothing to do with that. Don't try to be a lawyer if you're not one. Don't try to be a doctor if you're not. You can't dispense medical advice versus someone who's been in school for years who really knows what he's talking about. I'm not going to talk about, you know, what a speech or PT does because I'm an OT. I'm going to talk about what an OT does. If you're a teacher, talk as a teacher. Whatever your position in life, do what you're supposed to do. Don't try to go above and beyond what you're trained in and what you really know. Don't really give people advice on something you have nothing that they're talking about. If they come to you with an item or something that has no bearing on anything that you know, don't pretend. Just as the Gemara talks about, a czar can't give the Parah Aduma, can't really be involved, it's not really valid. So too in our lives, don't give advice, don't be involved in situations, don't be involved in things that it's not really valid for you to be involved with. It's not really valid for you to talk about. Say, I don't know. Rashi was so humble and he knows so much, but there were times in the Torah where he says, I don't know. Libi Omer Li, my heart might tell me, but he was humble enough to say, I don't know. We could say, I don't know. Involve yourselves in what is valid, makes sense, and you actually know about. Don't be involved in things that have no bearing on you and that you don't know what really relates to you or not. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 43 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.